This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
He plays quarterback differently. Right. And the official should know that.
I wish I could have given Boomer these 20 seconds for his...
WFAN and WFAN-FM and HD1, New York.
An Odyssey station.
Call the Fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook. Better odds and favorable prices. It's Boomer and Geo on the Fan and the CBS Sports Network.
Coming in live from the Bill Ford Tuff Studio, Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti. It's Boomer and Geo on the Fan. Simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network and wherever you are in the Odyssey app. Good Friday morning. It is a feel-good football Friday. The Knicks trying to put us in a bad mood. It is not going to happen. We feel great. We've been laughing before the show. We are good. The football game was a little weird last night. Couldn't get into it. Taysom Hill just makes me want to not watch football on Sunday. That's how bad he is with the interceptions and the weirdness. And Sean Payton loves that guy. He's like the only person in the world who loves Taysom Hill. Loves him. But the Cowboys win, and they needed that. And we'll get you ready for some Jets and Giants. Will Daniel Jones play? How good will he be? What is Zach Wilson going to look like? It is a football Friday in December. We love that. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
You know what? That doesn't that mean it's an Amelia's Friday, too,
It is. Yes, hey, indeed.
Al.
I've got three more.
It's an Amelia's Friday, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, it is Amelia's Friday.
Yeah. Amelia's Friday.
I've got three more of those.
Yes.
To complete the bet.
High School for beating Savo in the Suffolk County Championship. That was
and
very good.
Today, indeed, is an Amelia's Friday. And I've got the cash on me today because Pete Hoffman gave me back the $20 from yesterday. I thought that was ridiculous.
Why? You should you bring a guy in here, you put him on the spot, and he wins $20.
You should keep the $20.
Well, the money was for if he won the whole thing.
No, it wasn't. I told him that $20 per name is what I said, and up to $100. So he got one, Kevin Elster. I gave him the $20.
Right.
He should keep the 20. It's the holidays, for
God's
sake.
It is the holidays, for God's sake, and he should have kept it. Could have used it for gas. You know, gas prices going through the roof.
I've heard that, yes.
By the way, Eddie, I love your jersey. Got your Riptide jersey on?
We got
jerseys. Yeah, look at this.
The great Sammy Steinlight dropped these off yesterday.
Nice.
All right. Their
season opens
tomorrow.
I have another jersey with my name on the back of it. Now, I'm all about the Riptide. They're great. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they did that whole thing at the West Hampton Brewery with the IPA and all that stuff for our foundation. Like Al's Boring Beer down there in Bradley Beach. But I have to say, mm-hmm. I don't need another jersey with my name on it. I love it. I love the fact that they're thinking about us.
Sure.
And they open their season this coming, this coming week.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow. And they're an indoor lacrosse team.
Yeah.
And they play over there at Nassau Coliseum. And it's an exciting day, exciting game, great place to take your kids and everything else. So thank you to the Riptide
and
for taking
Sammy
care of us.
And Sammy is on point. He got U70, he got Gio, his old number, he got me, Marino, and he got Al, his John Lynch, 47.
Well, there you go. So you see, Sammy is a great dude.
Attention.
He is a great dude, and he does a great job for the teams that he's working
You know who does play-by-play for the Riptide?
Yeah, Peter Schwartz.
Peter Schwartz.
Taking him to the air spa.
Yeah.
Right, can't wait for that.
Well, why don't you want to sign these and then give it to the first listener that shows up outside the building? You want to do that?
No. But I mean, you know what?
Why not? We'll give them away.
But you know, the great thing about these teams, now, of course, the Rangers don't send me anything. Every now and again, I'll get something. But I literally probably have 50 jerseys from 50 different random teams with my name and number on the back. Al, if you go in my office right now, Al, and you go on the hook on the back of my door, I think you'll find a bunch of them.
Should I go grab some?
Yeah, I think you should go grab them. You could see all the different jerseys and numbers that I have.
Yeah, I mean, people are trying to do nice things for you.
I love it. I'm just like, I will hang all of them up in my office, too. I will promote the Riptide because they're good people. They're solid. They helped our foundation. And it's a niche sport, and lacrosse is huge on Long Island. And I would suggest that, you know, people take their kids to it. It's a fun day. So I'm all about that. But you should see these random jerseys I have.
You know what I think we should do?
I could have a jersey sale.
No, I know. I have a bunch, too. The only one that I don't have hanging up there that I brought home was my Islanders one. But I've got a Devils one in there, a Jets one in there, a Red Bulls one in there.
But who wants a jersey, like, with Giannotti on the back?
I mean, I think it's a nice thing. I don't know. I tend to like them.
I'm not saying I don't like them.
You know, us Narps, you know, we're not jaded.
Yeah, we don't. Right. We didn't actually have our names on the backs of professional sports teams.
That's true.
I am so sorry if in any way, shape, or form that you are taking my comments here as an insult. I apologize. I didn't intend to insult anybody.
Yeah, I get excited.
You guys, and I know you guys love wearing jerseys, unless, of course, it comes to playing softball. Then we don't want to play and we don't want to wear
jerseys.
That's right.
Yeah, well, we don't want to drive really far on weekdays and pull our muscles.
Right. Yeah. We have. I mean, it's good and bad news, right? I mean, we have a change here at the station.
Mm-hmm.
And see, like, look at this. You know these guys.
Yeah, look at, all right.
So, but here are some of these jerseys.
I've got more than you, actually.
Well, these are just two that are here.
Yeah, these are two.
I mean, and these are minor league hockey jerseys.
Minor league hockey jerseys.
Well, that's kind of cool, actually.
Yeah.
Worcester Railers.
That's awesome.
Which is an island, used to be an Islander team.
Okay.
Right? And this is, I believe, this is a Ranger one, I think, from up in Portland, Maine.
All right. That's cool, though. Yeah, minor league hockey jerseys.
Great, but do you see me walking around wearing these?
No, of course not, but it's still a nice gesture.
It's a great gesture, and we were talking about it. I don't always need something when I'm talking about something.
I mean, this is also authentic. These are stitched.
Oh, it's a real – and it's got a weird, like, blousey sleeve.
Yeah, for the pants.
Yeah, you got to have some room in there.
Yeah, the blousey sleeve for the pants. You know what I think we should do? We should sign these and give them to Tiki and Tierney as a welcome to WFAN press.
Perfect.
I think that would be nice.
We do have some weird stuff going on.
Yeah, and they can dress their studio with all of Boomer's jerseys.
Yeah, right. I think that
is not. It's not. You know, it's like a. It's a funeral and a party at the same time.
Sure. Yeah.
And it's a weird thing when you have coworkers end up being moved around and end up leaving. And I, you know, the guy that I'm going to miss around here the most, and hopefully, not totally, hopefully he stays in some capacity, is Mark Melusis. He's a good-natured guy. He's really humble. He's funny. You know, we'd always making fun of him.
Yeah.
And he always was good-natured about all of it. And I'm gonna miss him because I really enjoyed kind of the banter back and forth with him and Maggie and the way that whole thing went, you know, for the last couple of years. And look, I thought they did a really good job and got really solid ratings and were really coming together as a pair. And unfortunately, it didn't work out. And for whatever reason, I'm not a part of those things. You're not a part of those things. But I wish him nothing but the best, and I wish Maggie nothing but the best. She's been through a tornado.
Yeah, my goodness. I mean, all the way back to the announcement of the hirings in November of 2017.
Yeah.
That I was a part of here, and then CMB, and then she went through that, and then Bart leaving, and then Carlin gone, and then teaming up with Moose. But yeah, no, I'm with you. I'm going to miss seeing both of them. I think that, you know, there's a potential that we do see them around occasionally, I think. So I hope that is the case. But I've known Moose since 2005. You know, I went to Vegas with him on a vacation once. I remember walking through the newsroom for my internship interview as Eddie was leading me back to Studio C to interview me as a college student at Hofstra. And I looked in the newsroom and Moose was sitting there preparing to produce the Mike and the Mad Dog show. And I whispered to Eddie, I said, "That's Mark Melusis." He went, "Yep." And I thought that was pretty cool because, I mean, I knew the radio. That's how long I've known him. I mean, we're talking 16 years. So, yeah, that sucks. There's no two ways about it. And his life is now upside down. Same with Maggie. But we're also excited for Brandon and Tiki to start. And I think that, you know, they're going to do a great job as well in that midday slot. So yeah, it's a bittersweet type of thing because, you know, when we had what we, and because of you mainly, you want to have this team. You want to have the radio station as a team and have that locker room feel and we're all on the same page. So, you know, after Mike left and there was no more contentious stuff and we're all on the same page, it felt like we were all kind of together.
Like the whole station felt whole.
Right.
And for Maggie, you know, to have to go through the CMB stuff and to try to replace Mike and all that other stuff and then be rebranded. And she's been nothing but dignified and professional and terrific to work with. So I have a feeling she will land on her feet just fine.
Yeah.
But I worry about Moose. I really do. Because I think that he's been a part of the station for so long and that voice has been here. Hopefully that he will still remain in some capacity around here because I believe he's still a part of the fabric of New York sports.
Yeah.
Between that and the SNY stuff and screaming with Sal Licata. And, you know, I guess Sal's not going to do afternoons.
Middays in December.
Until December, all the way through December?
I believe so, all the way through December.
And then Hoffman's got the overnight?
I think Hoffman's got the overnight, yes.
All right.
Yeah. So
then Tiki and Tierney will start January 2nd or 3rd, whatever that Monday is.
I think it's the 3rd.
The 3rd, whatever that Monday is, right.
Yep.
Well, so the other side of this is that we have Tiki and Tierney here. It's going to be great to have another professional athlete around here that I could talk to.
Sure.
Because sometimes I get, you know, I go into a very dark place into my office, and you guys just are totally, like, I get frustrated with you guys.
I wonder if Tiki doesn't like getting jerseys with his last name on it like you do.
Well, I just said I have 1,000 of them. Yeah. I mean, I don't need to keep getting more jerseys because I have to say, I love having them. But I'm never going to wear them. I'm just never going to wear
items.
Them.
They're collector's items.
Why is that a collector's item?
Well, because it's got your name on. It's personalized. That's why it is. It's one of a kind.
Then I have about 30 to 50 collector's items.
You know what you could do? You could sign all of these and auction them off.
I have a Nets one with a number 7 and Boomer on it. You know, that's,
yeah, I don't know.
I don't like that one, right?
Yeah, they don't need that one.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. That's what I you know.
Let's auction them off today. Let's raise some money for a charity. What do you think? Want to sign them all and just auction them off?
No.
9 o'clock so. Hour, that's
I
what
don't
we'll
think
do?
So.
We'll do a live auction.
Doesn't make any sense.
Doesn't make any sense.
That doesn't make any sense. But yeah, but anyway, to go back, I'm happy that I have another professional athlete around here because he and I can commiserate with all the nonsense that you guys put us through.
Sure.
I mean, it's a constant battle every single day. Screaming and yelling. Pointing fingers, fire this guy, get rid of that guy. He sucks. I mean, it's just, it gets to you sometimes.
I'm sorry that you have to go through that.
And now I think I could commiserate with somebody.
But do you
Plus,
see-
I think our softball team's going to be awesome now. Because I'm adding, so Brandon played baseball at Marist, right?
Yeah, he'll let you know about that. Yep.
Good.
Yep, for sure.
What position did he play, do you know?
That I don't know. I'm not so sure.
Please tell me third base.
Please tell me
third base. I got a shortstop in CeeLo.
Right. Yeah.
Right. Now I know he's going to be a much better player than any of your flunkies were. So he'll be wherever I put him, I don't have to worry about him.
Well, apparently, I don't know. I don't know what type of shape he's in these days.
Do you think he plays softball? Sometimes, you know, football players don't do other things.
I'm thinking probably. Listen, he lost to Stu Feiner in the New York City Marathon, so I don't know where he's at right now.
Well, that's just running.
But still.
I would take him versus Stu Feiner in a 100-yard dash.
Okay, it's a little different.
And also hurdles. There's no way Stu Feiner could get over a hurdle. No way. Not a chance in hell.
Yeah.
He can call it in, scream and yell and everything else. I don't even want to attempt it because two things. He's either going to hit his forehead on the ground and, you know, unfortunately, then, you know, you have a head injury possibility.
Sure.
Or he's going to have a heart attack.
And by the way, Al, did you take note on how Boomer, when he was talking about the changes at the radio station, he mentioned Moose and Maggie first?
Yeah, that was nice.
That was nice. Your tweet about all the bald hosts yesterday, I thought maybe didn't...
A little off color, Al.
I didn't realize.
Didn't hit the mark there.
I gave a nice tribute this morning, though, when I started the warm-up, I think.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I mentioned that.
Yeah, but yesterday it just seemed so callous and
so
cold.
The first instinct was about himself.
Yes.
Yeah, right, like all the bald hosts.
Yeah, no, that probably didn't look right on paper, now that you mention.
Okay. You could just like start a thread now on Twitter and be like, it's come to my attention that this might have been offensive to some.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get any reaction like this is not right?
No.
Interesting.
I did not.
Well, he did get one that said Gio and Jerry are next.
I don't know, man. I know I got this little thing growing back here, but for the most part, I'm going to be 40 next year. I'm still pretty thick up here. I think I'll be all right. I think I'm going to be okay.
You're great. You're golden. Eddie's golden. Jerry's got some major thinning going up top. But I think I'm going to be all right. I really do think so at this point.
I don't see Jerry as bald, though. I just don't see him going and just
going straight bald, yeah, shaving the head.
I know he likes a short haircut, but I don't see him going bald.
Yeah. Well, Tiki and Tierney they've got some impressive bald heads.
They do.
I will say that.
Tiki's got a big old cement head.
He definitely does. He wasn't even here yesterday. They had to go and dial him up to go on with Craig and Evan yesterday. But they did the little welcome situation on Craig and Evan, so we welcome them as well. I don't have either one of their numbers, I realized yesterday.
Really?
Do you have their cell phone numbers?
Yes.
You do. All right. Well, send it to me so I could say, hey, well, welcome aboard. Welcome to the team.
Okay.
You got to do stuff like that, right?
Yeah, you got to try to, you know, you got to also say goodbye to the other folks.
Well, I did.
I thought that they were coming in, but I didn't realize that they're not.
No, not coming in. I did talk to Moose yesterday on the phone. I have not talked to Maggie yet. I will, but I did speak to Moose, so I did that. So now I got to do the next thing. There's just so much pressure that you have, you know?
Well, you're in the power chair.
You know, you got to.
I keep telling you that.
You got to, because if you don't reach out, then people are like, this guy didn't reach out, or should he reach out, or I didn't hear from this person, you know? And that's why I'm reaching out to everyone. I'm overreaching out these days.
Well, you have to understand, I keep telling you, and I have been telling you this now for 2.5 years. I mean, you are like the poobah from
the poobah,
the starting gate.
The poobah.
You started here as an intern.
Yeah.
And you looked at Mark Melusis as if he were some sort of major celebrity when you first got here.
I did. I absolutely did.
So that tells you how far you have come now.
That is fair. Yes.
And with that comes responsibility.
Yeah.
And that responsibility is that, yes, you have to reach out.
Got to reach out. Got to reach out. I'm reaching out. I'm doing it. Might take me a little longer today. I'm going to do all my reaching out. Everything that you need. You know what I found interesting today?
What's that?
That Spike walked right by us, didn't say hello.
No, he said hello.
I didn't see he walked right by us.
No, he kind of said hello.
I was thinking big changes at the radio station. Boomer and Gio were talking and just whoosh, right by.
Right by.
Nothing.
Well, didn't I said
stop. Didn't stop and say, hey, guys, what'd you think of that? You know, you would think.
Anything good? Everything good? You guys
everything
got
good,
any questions?
Guys? Yeah.
No,
just...
I just said I think I said there goes the hatchet man. That's I don't think he liked that.
That's why he didn't.
I mean,
stop.
You know what? It's not easy to do what he's doing.
No, I know.
We know that.
Of course not. I know.
But it is. I mean, like it does create some awkwardness.
Exactly, without a doubt.
And it was awkward. There's no question about it. Two morning guys just standing there hanging out, talking.
Shooting a breeze. There goes the boss.
I was trying to get some scuttlebutt.
Yeah,
right. Seemed to have it all.
No, I mean, this is one of those things that you don't want to have, though, quite frankly.
Yeah, but you seem to have all the answers this morning, answers to my questions that I needed to have answered.
Sure, yes. Yeah,
so I mean, he could have easily, you know, told us himself.
Yeah.
You know, but...
Right by. Yeah, I mean, right in front of your office. There you go. And he'll probably say, I didn't want to interrupt you guys. You know, I didn't want to interrupt. No, you interrupt us. It's one of those things. We got to talk. All right.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites.
So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
Since we were just shooting the breeze in our open, that means that CeeLo is going to crack open the first sports talk today in the morning here on WFAN. We don't even know what happened last night in sports, CeeLo, and you get to tell us.
Awesome.
How special is that?
Very special. It's powered by Superbook, now open with better odds and favorable prices. Also brought to you by Dr. Shaw and Samwell Institute for Pain Management. Visit samwellpain.com. We will begin with the Knicks. They're down 21 at one point last night. Actually took the lead late as Julius Randle was making shots, but ultimately they just had no answer for DeMar DeRozan.
15 seconds difference, shot clock, game clock.
I have to foul, but they got to get a stop.
DeRozan drives inside, sidestep, layup, he backs it home. Another big shot in the fourth quarter from DeMar DeRozan.
Mike Breen, Clyde Frazier on MSG as DeRozan would finish with 34 points. He had 18 in the fourth quarter and the final six for the Bulls as they would best the Knicks 119-115. So here's a Knicks team that opened the season 5-1 and they are now back to 500 at 11-11. Randle, though, not too worried about it.
We're fine. You know, it's 22 games in. A great run could put us at the top of the East, you know, within 2 weeks. So it's like, just keep plugging.
That's
really,
it's
just tough back-to-back losses to two top teams in the East. You know, the interesting thing was, if I had to offer you the Knicks for the Bulls, would you take them straight up?
You're talking about just a full roster
full
trade.
Full roster trade.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, I would. Yeah, absolutely. I think I would. Yeah, at this point.
Yeah, I mean, they're 15-8.
RJ Barrett
didn't play.
Played.
And remember, the last time the Knicks played the Bulls, it was RJ Barrett's defense on DeRozan that
right.
helped them win the game late. Yeah, I think I don't know. I mean, I'm down on this roster right now. I'm down on Fournier. Obviously, everybody's down on Kemba. Julius Randle has been infuriating ever since that Atlanta Hawks series. So, yeah, you asking me this morning after that loss? Yes, I would do it.
Yeah, there's moments where Emmanuel quickly looks great, and then there are moments where, you know, he's just
frantic,
just running all over the place, and the balls, he's just got to learn to play, kind of like Damian Lillard. You know, Breen and Frazier were talking about Damian last night and just talking about how, not Lillard, DeMar DeRozan, just talking about how calm he is with the ball, and that's, you know, that's where Quickly's got to get to. Like, he's helter-skelter.
Yeah.
He's a good shooter, and he's fun to watch. He's just got to calm down a little bit.
And so, I think that comes with more playing time and more minutes because
he's
trying to.
And I like the fact that he's playing. Don't get me wrong. I want to see him on the court.
Of course, he should be. And I think, you know, because his minutes have been limited early on in his career, his rookie season, and then the beginning part of this year, he's trying to maximize every second and he's doing a lot of stuff. So the more playing time he gets, I think he does relax.
His back-to-back threes last night were awesome.
Yeah, absolutely.
They were great, and that's exactly who he should be. But he was under control. He wasn't on fire, and everything was great. I could see this is what you deal with a young player. That's
sure.
All. He wants to make an impact every time he touches the ball. He just has to learn to just take it down a notch a little bit. That's all.
Speaking of on fire and energy, different position, but Obi Toppin going back and forth, up and down, sprinting from one side to the other to block
like
a shot.
Deer.
Looked like he was running suicide.
But that's what you want, though. You want guys.
No, I'm not knocking him.
That's what
energy.
This league is. This league is filled with so many young athletic players, and the Knicks need those guys on the court to be able to run with these teams.
Yes. Randle had 30 and 12 rebounds, but once again, issues with the officials. Taj Gibson called for offensive fouls, setting picks on consecutive possessions. He was ejected for screaming after the second one, and then Randle was called for an offensive foul, which wiped out a Derrick Rose basket. Afterwards, he just had enough.
Just got to keep playing. I'm so tired of talking about them. You just got to keep playing. Nothing against you. I'm just tired of talking about them. Like, it's ridiculous.
He's fed up with the refs.
I think Thibodeau should sit these guys down and say, all right, guys, look, you know, it is what it is. we're killing ourselves by arguing, getting thrown out of games, and inopportune technical fouls. We got to stop. We just have to stop fighting with the officials. Let me handle it. I'm the coach.
You know,
you guys just try to play basketball. I know it's frustrating at times. You just got to play basketball, and you can't let this enter into these games every time.
You took the words right out of my mouth. You know, back in my playing career at Belport Football, that's what Joe Sipp told us.
Belport Football.
That's right, yes, at Belport Football. He said, don't you dare blame the officials for anything. Let me handle that stuff. You don't fight with them. I'll fight with them. You focus on doing your job. And that's what Thibodeau has to do.
And by the way, Clyde was talking about that last night because Breen asked him. Like, you know, how never got a technical? I didn't realize this. Clyde never got a technical in his entire career.
Did they hand them out a lot back in the day?
Yeah, of course you would argue and stuff like that. And
players
Clyde
were far more respectful back in the day there, CeeLo.
Well, Clyde gave credit to his coaches. He said, when I was being taught to play basketball, my coaches said, you never talk to the officials. You never talk to them. And so I never really ever talked to them. But they could tell by my body language that I was upset. But I never said a word to them, and he never took a technical. And I think that the Knick players, especially after these last two games, with the way that they've reacted, better take a page out of Clyde's book and just forget it. There's nothing you could do about it. I mean, they're going to make mistakes. They're humans just like you are. You're not going to hit all your shots. You're not going to be in the right spot all the time. You're going to be missing your defensive coverage every now and again.
And turn the ball over here and there.
Right.
Which
so
they had issues, like, with again last
everybody's
night.
Realized they're all humans. They're all going to make mistakes. Oh, they had 10 turnovers in the first quarter.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
It's ridiculous.
We'll see how they fare Saturday afternoon against the Nuggets. You get the Nets and the Timberwolves tonight from Brooklyn. Coverage on the Fan at 7:20. Elsewhere, I guess I'm going to blame Drake. He must have cursed the Thunder because he was at the game in Oklahoma City the other night.
I mean,
and then they lose to the Grizzlies
you
Thursday.
See this score?
Yeah, by 73.
152-79, a 73-point margin, the largest in NBA history. So, yeah, not exactly where you want to be in the record books. The Suns beat the Pistons 114-103. For their 18th straight victory. That's a new franchise record. Chris Paul says, whoop-de-doo.
It's cool. I really wasn't thinking about it. Obviously, that's nice.
All right, they're now 19.
But you know, for Chris Paul, you know what it comes down to.
Championship, that's it, towards the end of his career. Mm-hmm. Of course, he's got that knock on him in playoff series, so he doesn't care about regular season win streaks.
Fair.
Come on.
Or the fact that it's a Suns franchise record. It's just only his, second year there.
Yeah.
LeBron has cleared the COVID protocols. He was tweeting about something fishy going on. Who knows? But apparently he returned 8 negative tests since he went back to L.A. on Tuesday. So he gets cleared and should be able to at least be available for their game tonight with the Clippers.
And we've got a Omarion case in Suffolk County. Omicron.
Omicron.
Omicron case.
Omarion. Yes. I was like, what, Amari Cooper?
We have about 5 now. Omarion.
Yeah, because one of them was a 67-year-old woman who went to South Africa.
Brought it back with her.
Just got back from South Africa.
Yeah.
The first thing I saw was the person who returned, a Minnesota person who returned from New York, who was
from
here.
From the anime thing.
Yeah, the Javits Center or whatever.
Yeah, I know. But that person feels okay. Like, it's like a little bit of
vaccinated,
fatigue.
Vaccinated, mild.
Right,
yeah.
So
that's what I don't understand. And then they're interviewing other people who are at this anime thing and were freaking out over one person when there was 50,000 people there. The hell's going on? Why is everybody freaking out?
New thing to talk about, worry about.
Well, also, hospital beds are being filled with the Delta variant still.
Yeah.
So that's what they're worried about.
Okay.
All right.
All right, okay, all right.
He set you clear there on all that. All right, Thursday Night Football, COVID-impacted Cowboys took down the injury-ravaged Saints.
Prescott's going to toss the play wide to Pollard, broke a tackle, got a block on the edge, sprinting to the 50. Pollard down the left sideline, one man to beat, and he'll beat him all the way to the pylon. Touchdown, Pollard.
Brad Sham, 105.3 The Fan.
I don't know who it is. Can you tell me what number 43 is doing on this? When
he's afraid of the cutback.
I mean, but still, like, at least try to push him out of bounds.
Yeah.
I mean, he was running away from Pollard like he was on fire.
I will tell you this, that Pollard should be the running back for the Cowboys.
Oh, yeah, he's the best player.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got the burst.
Yes.
He's got the speed.
The energy, the health.
And I think that Ezekiel Elliott is dealing with a knee injury. Thank you, Allie.
Hey, Allie, would your fiance Sal like a signed Boomer Esiason in New York Riptide jersey?
Probably not.
No.
Okay, thanks. Right. Good job, Allie.
She's honest about it.
Right.
They're getting married next weekend. I think that would have been a nice thing for him. Nice little.
They know each other, so
They know each other. Okay, so it's not that. It's not.
Like,
that
I'm not
cool.
a big deal to.
Not a big deal to Sal or anybody around here. Yeah. I guess. Exactly. All right, cool. Anyway,
you guys, just kicking me to the curb left and right.
I mean, jeez.
Thank God Tiki's coming. Can't wait to get Tiki here.
Anyway,
long walk from down the hall. You know. Yeah.
Well, we have these professional athlete get-togethers every now and again, which is nice. It just keeps me balanced.
Sure.
You
sounds
guys.
Lovely. We wouldn't understand what that's
no,
like.
No, you wouldn't.
No.
Didn't Tiki just sell that Thuzio for a gazillion dollars? Did you see, you know that thing that he was doing?
Yeah, he was doing, I don't know if he sold it.
Oh, man.
I don't even know what that is.
You don't know what that is?
No.
It was some, like, how to book athletes type of thing for events. So it was like a central location in which you could go and find an athlete for a speaking engagement or something.
Oh.
So, yeah, he came up with that, and I thought it got sold. I thought I read it got sold. Yeah.
Good for him.
And he's still doing middays at the Fan.
You know what? Guy likes to work. What's wrong with that?
Nothing wrong with that. Work ethic is
what it's called.
Wait a second. I'm giving him credit for
taking,
that.
It sounds like you were taking
a shot
he's still working at the Fan, even though he sold Thuzio.
No, it's
That's
not
what
I was...
it sounded like.
CeeLo, can you have my back on this? I say he's still doing middays at the Fan after that, which is great.
I have your back, but I understand why he heard it the way he did.
Oh, there will be no attacking.
Switzerland. Here we go again.
There will be no attacking of other professional athletes around here.
I was just saying that
will not happen on
thing.
This show. I'm telling you right now, especially the guy that works here.
I thought it was an impressive thing that he was doing that. That's what I was trying to say.
All right. He's got passion for it. He doesn't need to do it. He does it because he loves it.
Bingo.
There you
see,
go.
He said it better than me, but that's what I was getting at.
So I interpreted for you.
Yeah, good. Thank you.
All right, Cowboys would kind of seal the game with a pick six. Jeez, God.
Oh, here we go. Pick six.
Here we go.
No, I'm fine.
Is it the croup again?
No, I'm fine. I'm fine. One of four interceptions.
You got that anime?
What, he got Coxsackie now?
No, yeah, no, were you at that anime conference?
That when my oldest son was young, I got that.
You got the Coxsackie.
Yeah, we talked about that.
You got everything.
Yeah. I just check them right off the list, and then I build up those natural immunities.
Man,
you
are like a walking virus.
It's incredible.
That's like 4 or 5 years ago.
Coxsackie. Yeah, when are you getting the Omicron?
I don't know. I'm going to stay away from those anime conventions, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't plan to be anywhere.
They got it at an anime convention. A guy from Minnesota?
Yeah, a guy from Minnesota bopped in at an anime convention.
Yeah.
And where was he before the anime convention?
I don't know. In a basement, in his underwear.
Oh, so that they're saying he was the originator? I know that he was the first one that tested positive for it.
Yeah,
now they're
saying
that he brought it to the convention. Maybe he got it from someone else.
He's Omicron Typhoid Mary?
No, I think the woman out in Suffolk County is the Typhoid Mary.
Yeah, maybe.
But
I couldn't believe it. I was watching the news. They were interviewing other people that were at the convention. One guy's like, yeah, I'm going to get tested just in case. I'm like, it was 50,000 people in the Javits Center. One person there had it. I mean, how about you get tested? If you start feeling sick, you go get tested. How about that?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like we're going backwards here with this.
Yes, we are.
It's driving me nuts.
Yes, I understand that. But also, the hospital beds are filling. Again. They expected it. Public health officials expected it.
That's a different story than someone who is in the Javits Center. Who was wearing a mask. This was being interviewed by the news as saying that they're going to go get tested without symptoms. When there's 50,000 people inside the Javits Center.
8.5 million people within the five boroughs. I would say a good half of them are maniacs and absolutely overwrought with just fear and just total. And Al's one of them.
By the way, Brian's in New Jersey. What's going on, Brian?
Hey, guys. How's everything?
Hey, Brian. How are you, bud?
Good. Thanks, Boomer. You sound like the boss from Christmas Vacation about getting these jerseys.
Yeah.
You sound super, super ungrateful. And it's almost like if I was a salesperson and I gave you my business card and you picked your teeth with my business card right in front of me.
I've done that.
Of course you have.
Brian, I'm not ungrateful at all. As a matter of fact, I appreciate it. Mm. It's just that I don't know what to do with them.
Yeah, put it over there with the others.
You know what you do? You don't say anything and you just take them.
And then what?
Well, they're in your office. It's not bothering you.
Yeah, but you should see how many I have in the warehouse.
Warehouse.
You should see how many I have in the warehouse. It's unbelievable.
I think you're okay. No one's going to get you a Jelly of the Month Club subscription.
All right, Brian. Appreciate it.
All right, you too, Brian.
I'm going to tell
Brian Doyle Murray, was the actor.
Put it over there with the others, Greaseball.
Yeah. Now, if Richie gets to the office early enough this morning, I'm going to have him pull out all the jerseys and hang them up and take a picture.
Yeah.
And you can see exactly what I'm talking about.
What's this warehouse for?
Well,
the
foundation. It's our foundation warehouse.
Oh, okay. Got it.
So it's every type of jersey you can imagine. It's basketball jerseys. It's lacrosse jerseys. It's football jerseys. And they're all kind enough to send me the jersey with my name on it. But I don't know where I'm going to wear these.
You're not going to wear them. You just take them and say thank you.
That's what I do.
Okay. So
puts them in the warehouse.
But it is a problem. You know, like it is a problem.
I mean, poor Sammy Steinleiter dropped these off this morning.
Yeah.
The Riptide ones.
At like, three
a.m.? No, and I said
he's
I love
curled
the Riptide.
Up in the fetal position right now.
No.
Sobbing.
We said nice things about Sammy, and Sammy's great at what he does, and we love the Riptide. All I'm saying is that I have a million jerseys.
Give them all to Peter Schwartz.
Give them all. See, that's the other thing. I could have had those signed for him.
Yeah, he'll take every single one of those things.
See, what's the problem? It looks very nice hanging up here in the studio.
Oh, we had a whole wall of Eisen jerseys?
How sweet is that? I actually have more in my office than you have right now. Of my own.
I'm sure you do.
I'll put them all up
here. But you don't have a warehouse.
I don't have a warehouse full of them. No, I do not. I'm telling you, you want to get rid of him? Sign him, Peter Schwartz. Christmas, Hanukkah, he'll love it.
Or send them over to some, you know, a colder country that is in need of clothing.
Yeah, that's right.
There's an idea.
A colder country that's in need of
clothing.
How about we just send them within our country to people who may need
clothing? Sure.
Okay. How about that?
Yeah, you do that?
Stop trying to be like everything to
the world.
Can we just take care of ourselves first?
I'll run them down to the vestibule right now at the Chase Bank.
All
right.
Or you could donate the material to Eddie's wife and she can use it.
Oh, yeah, we can make an advent calendar out of them. Why don't we do that?
Sure thing.
Oh, boy. Where the heck were we?
And by the way, where does she get her yarn from?
She's got a yarn guy.
Yeah, there's a supplier.
China?
Somewhere.
Virginia, maybe, or something? I'm not sure.
Okay.
All right, you're done with your update.
27-17 Cowboys won. Did you want to hear the Brian Kelly?
I got to hear this.
We should save it now.
Gio says save it.
I say save it.
You can come back next segment if you want.
Yeah, I mean, come back next segment. We'll do it next segment.
All right, you got to hear this, man.
I do have three more of these to go.
He goes full on Hillary Clinton.
Hillary Clinton, okay.
Yes.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
When Brian Kelly was hired at LSU, a lot of LSU alum did not like the hire. They said it's not a good fit down there. This guy is a Northeast guy who then went to the Midwest, and it's just not going to work down in SEC country. And I don't think we subscribe to that theory that much because he had won in a lot of places.
Like Greg Schiano in Tennessee.
They don't want him there, but right. Doesn't mean he can't go down there and win. So, I mean, I was thinking, it's not the worst hire in the world. I mean, I think it'll be okay.
And especially after what they're coming through with Coach Ogeron and the problems that they had with him off the field.
Absolutely. Well, I've changed my opinion on that after hearing something from last night. It's an LSU basketball game. Brian Kelly gets asked to go down on the floor and address the fans. And CeeLo is back to play us that audio from Brian Kelly last night at an LSU basketball game.
Well, this is a great way to get started. And I haven't even won all my games yet. It's a great night to be a Tiger. I'm here with my family. And we are so excited to be in the great state of Louisiana, but more importantly, to be with you great fans. to be part of what is going to be an incredible ride here at Louisiana State University.
So it's clear to me and almost everybody else who listened to this that he's faking a Southern accent.
Of course, 100%. So the reason I say Hillary Clinton, because she was famous for doing this.
So is Eddie.
Yeah, right. And Eddie's a chameleon when it comes to, you know.
Now, could it be a sort of an unintentional accent chameleon affliction like I have?
Well, but no, because he's not talking to somebody else. Like, you do it when you're directly having a conversation with someone with a thick accent.
And your mom does it.
My mom did the same thing. She had relatives in North Carolina, relatives in Queens, and no matter who she was talking to, she'd morph into these accents. But Brian Kelly's just talking to the crowd with the microphone.
Well, he's trying to.
Can't wait to get started.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean,
Jesus.
Family.
That is
got my family. Yeah. So happy to be here. It's my family. Everybody, look, there's my wife. There's my son. There's my daughter. That's my nephew, Cletus. I want a great state of Louisiana. Ding.
Cletus, he's got no teeth.
Oh, man. I can't wait to strap on my overalls and get my hands dirty. I mean, what in the hell was that?
Just to be clear, born and raised, school, high school, college in Massachusetts.
Yes, yeah, of course. Yeah. Just be who you are, man. Holy crap. You think somebody told him to do that?
No.
I think he did this on his own.
I don't think it was the AD or
somebody said, hey, you know, have a little fun with this. Or
No, I think that he probably heard the criticism that he's not a Southern guy and then got in front of the crowd and was just like said, let me just do this and see how it goes. My family, because they want me to be a Southern guy. Now, I mean, maybe Eddie, because Eddie is the accent chameleon. Maybe he'd been around so many people. And that the conversations were so thick Southern-based that he got the microphone and said it.
And I know he was hanging out with the women's basketball coach who came over from Baylor, who took over the women's program.
Okay.
And she's from Louisiana, and he was interacting with her a lot.
Spends a week in the South, and now he's just, you know, immersed in it, and now he sounds like it.
Oh, immersed in it?
Yeah.
He just got there.
Yeah, it's been a whole week.
There's a very distinct Yinzer accent in Pittsburgh. I spent 5 years there.
I'm joking.
I never started talking like that. You know, going to go downtown. Like, that never happened.
Yeah.
And people there used to say I sounded like Ray Romano because they had never heard someone like a New York accent
like that.
You know, being on because they associate like that's Kevin James or something, whatever.
Yeah, you kind of could look like him a little, especially when you grow the beard out.
So does Kim Mulkey talk like that, the basketball coach?
Yeah, she's from Louisiana.
So she actually has the whole accent thing.
No, legit.
It's authentic, though.
It's authentic, though. That's the thing. I mean, my God.
Oh, man.
He should have just went into his New England accent. That would have been even better.
Should have went out there with a banjo at that point. Just going to learn.
No.
Hey, everybody. It's me, Brian Kelly. Screw them leprechauns. Let's go Tigers. Woohoo!
God.
I mean, think about the guy he's replacing and how thick that accent is.
Oh.
Probably not a great...
Hey, Coach O's like, can't believe this crap.
Yeah, not a great way to go.
Look at this loser.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Can't hold a candle.
What do you think Coach O was last night when this was going on?
Oh,
the bar getting hammered.
Counting his buyout.
Yeah, right. 17 mil or whatever it is.
100%. Shirtless somewhere in the bed with multiple women drinking on a bed of hundreds. This Yankee's never going to make it. Oh, boy. I give him a year and a half. Oh, man.
Oh, you know he's got his supporters, too. You know that.
Coach O?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, of course, yeah.
I wish you guys could have been there for the Eddie accent chameleon thing in Miami. I really wish you could have seen that up close, especially you. Oh, it was so uncomfortable. What was
in
the
Miami?
Guy? Yeah, so we were on. You don't know the story?
No.
So we were on a boat. It was Five Star's friend. Do you remember his name?
I do not.
Vicky. Vicky's friend.
Oh, Five Star. Got it. Yeah.
So he said, I'll take you guys out on a boat in Miami. And you guys, you know, you hang out. We'll get some lunch, the whole thing. And I was like, I'm in. And Eddie was in.
He got his Cuban sandwiches.
Right. He got his. So, yeah, he's Cuban. So we got it was delicious Cuban sandwiches on this beautiful fishing boat. You know, Eddie had put his sunscreen all over his face. It looked like a geisha. You know, it was unbelievable. So anyway,
he this man had a very thick accent because he's Cuban and he sure. lived in Miami. So he's showing us the houses, and then Eddie is then asking questions back to him in his accent. So he goes, this house here, a very large house they just built, and the helicopter pad they put out in front because the owner of the house has the helicopter. So Eddie goes, that one there with the helicopter? Or was it the one over here? Scusi.
Scusi.
The inlet here is the name of the inlet is a what? And I was like, oh my God.
Jesus Christ.
Like, you have no idea you're doing this? He's like, no, I had no idea.
I can still see the embarrassment on his face as I'm looking in there at him right now. I mean, he's not even fighting you.
So you like, had no idea you were doing
it. And I do this all the time. When my wife yells at me every time I call a restaurant that it's an ethnic restaurant. And I just go into, and she goes, do you realize what you're doing?
Wow.
I mean.
It's terrible.
So you could call a Chinese restaurant.
Yeah, I do.
And when you break into an accent.
Yeah.
Man, oh man. Over there, is that the boat? What the size of that boat? Eddie!
What are you doing?
I mean, he's dropping words. He's just speaking. I mean, just brutal. Absolutely brutal. Yeah. But anyways, that's what Brian Kelly did yesterday.
Oh, I mean, that is horrific.
It's so bad.
My family.
My family. Everybody looks at my family. That's what I say, God and family. That's what the great Southern values down here in Louisiana State University. Mm-hmm. Woo-hoo.
Do you think he talks to his team like that?
Yeah. All right, guys. Here I am. It's me, Brian Kelly from Notre Dame. I hope not. I hope he learned his lesson.
Can't wait to see him in the press conference. I know he did one already, but as he gets into it and starts to do a weekly presser.
This is not going to end well.
You know whose voice changed? Jumped to me. Bill Parcells, when he was with the Dallas Cowboys, his voice had changed when he was down there a little bit. Yeah. I believe like he had spent a couple years in Dallas, his voice changed.
But do you find it's still that way?
No,
it's reverted back now.
I think it's
but
reverted.
It was not sudden at his introductory press.
No. It was like after he was there for a while, like different. I was like, man, he's starting to sound a little Southern.
But that's what I. You know what? I was going to play some Brian Kelly from his introductory press conference on Wednesday yesterday.
Yeah,
and never got to it. We should compare.
That'd be perfect.
That's one day differential.
Let's do it. Let's see how it goes.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Geo.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.